Good morning, everybody. Here's your up-to-date leaderboard of local boys basketball, including last night's game. In scoring, number one is Devon Andrews of Lorain High, 23.8. Then it's Isaiah Walton of Elyria High, 23.4. Cameron Kuhn of Vermilion, 23 per game. Top three-point shooter is Adam Cernus of Amherst with 52, ahead of teammate Garrett Kokoda with 36. And tied for third are David Delahunty of Columbia and Hunter Parsh of Elyria High with 32 three-pointers. Offensively, Clearview averaging 67.3, followed by Elyria High and Amherst. Defensively, Fireland's giving up 45.8, followed by Brookside and Vermilion. Boys teams in winning streaks, Columbia and Elyria High have won six in a row, Brookside five straight, Avon, Firelands, and Keystone their last three boys basketball games. In boys basketball last night, Rocky River won over Elyria Catholic in West Shore action 57-52. For the Panthers, Jeremy Hawley with 24, junior Stephen Shelton, and sophomore Jay Cookta with 11 points apiece. Girls basketball in the pack, seven in a row for Columbia. They won over Oberlin 31-15. For the Raiders, sophomore Allison Schaefer with 13 points. Judy Lachane had five for Oberlin. Brookside won again. They beat Black River 44-31. For the Cards, Erica Elias with 20. Buckeye won over Wellington 36-26. For the Dukes, Kelly Rollin with 6. In the Southwestern Conference, in a come-from-behind effort, Avon Lake over Amherst by a score of 35-33. Ellie Belfalzer and Sarah Winkle with 9, while Sarah Lucas had 8 points in the fourth quarter to key the comeback for the Shore Gals, who trailed by 10 at halftime. For Amherst, it was Brooke Wallace and Sarah Elliott with 8 points apiece. In the West Shore, Rocky River surprised Avon 51-44, giving Elyria Catholic, whose game at North Ridgeville was postponed last night, sole possession of second place. For Avon, Alyssa Duzes with 14 points, Mackenzie Meckes with 11. Elyria High just missed the trip to the state dual meet wrestling tournament, falling 36-30 to Oregon Clay in the Division I regional finals at Elyria High, after defeating Mount Vernon 54-21 in the semis. Winning in both matches for the Pioneers were Armando Torres, Micah Price, Connor Kampchick, sophomore Ben Darmstadt, and freshman JT Brown and Kevin Vowell. Rocky River dominated both the boys and girls divisions of the West Shore swim meet, but Avon's Ben Brooks broke the conference record in the 200 IM, also taking first in the 100 backstroke. This week we have a flashback 15 to January of 1999. Just like this year, it was an accomplishment just to get a game in 15 years ago due to snow, and more snow. Four boys basketball teams, Avon, Firelands, Keystone, and Oberlin, did not get to play a game for 3 weeks due to so many postponements. It was so bad that four consecutive Coastal and Coastal Cage matchups scheduled to be heard on WUOL were called off. In games that were played one snowy Friday, Avon Lake came up with the biggest win, 67-62 over previously unbeaten in the Southwestern Conference Rocky River. Sophomore Brian Englewright sank five crucial free throws at the end to assure the victory for Avon Lake, led in scoring by Steve Welch with 15. We'll have a lot more on this week's Flashback 15 and our 5:30 report this afternoon. Three former head basketball coaches at the high school level are now coaching fourth grade boys teams, and their expertise showed in a well-played game at the Lorain High Gym, with Brian Corey's Lorain Junior Titans topping the shock of Mike Walsh and Greg Morgan. Jamai Washington led his Titan team with 15 points, including an amazing 10-for-10 at the free throw line. Jordan Corey added 8, and Leonard Williams Mitchum and Giles Little 6 apiece. Ryan Shackelford and Christian Paddocky paced the shock, who had a fine floor game from Ryan Walsh. Tonight in girls basketball at WUOL at 7-8 Keystone, at 12-1 Firelands. Also tonight, 3-11 Brooklands at 5-9 Clearview, 8-8 North Ridgeville at 12-3 Lakewood, and Kingsway Christian at 0-8 Open Door. Jim Allen, WUOL Sports.